Welcome to the Candid Cast with Lucky Agade. In this episode, we delve into the virtues of human development, focusing on the theme of service. Join us as we explore how serving others not only enriches our communities, but also fosters personal growth and fulfillment. Stay tuned for insightful discussions and inspiring stories that highlight the transformative power of service in our lives.
It is time for the Candid Cast once again. I welcome you to this episode as I continue my talk on the Human Development series. Today, we'll be treating the number 8 quality, which I call service. Service, just simply as the topic I want to share today. Before I continue in this topic, I want you to take some time. Just subscribe to our channel, like and share this video for the benefit of other persons. So now let's get down to our talk for today. Service. What really is service? It's simply work done by a person or group of persons for the benefit of another. Why are we in this world? Why are we created? Are we just to eat food and die? Man was created to serve, and it sums up our purpose on earth and defines the path to honor. When you see somebody, they honor somebody, this person is honor. Honor is not a title that you brandish and know. It must come from what you do for other person. I cannot readily think of any other way to attain honor outside what we do for another person. To seek honor without service is to tread the path of frustration. It's not attainable. You find yourself struggling to get honor. You will struggle so much because you are away from the path. Honor without service is frustration. It is not attainable. Man is created to serve, and service sums up our purpose. It defines the path to honor and tells exactly who we are. I cannot readily think of a way to get honor aside what we do for other people. You see a man that you think this is a great man. What made him great? You only become great by what you do for people, what you do for other people. If you are self-centered, you cannot attain greatness, you cannot attain honor. To pursue greatness, to pursue honor without service is to end up with frustration. That type of honor is really not attainable. Let's get to understand what service really is. The question was raised, who is greatest even in this our kingdom? You find that those who attain greatness are those who serve the greatest number of people. If you want to be great, you need to come down to be the servant of all. Men often see service as a job of some despised low-level persons, but that is far from the truth. Service is a mystery that has the effect of elevating a person. In the homes, if we ask people, who serve you the most? Some will say father, others will say mother. But you look at the role of parents in the home, that is actually where you get to understand service. A place where you see a man, you see a shirt of 20,000 naira to buy for yourself. You will find it, you can't bring out the 20,000 to buy. It's too expensive. But let your child come home on same day and say he needs 50,000 naira for school fees, for medical bill, for any urgent something. You find the same man who cannot raise 20,000 naira for himself, spending it on the child. Man serves his family. He lives for the family. The care for the needs of the family takes precedence over every personal need of the man. This is an example of service. This act of service elevate and it does not denigrate a person. None of us have ever looked at our father or mother and despised them because they took the place of service. We hold them in esteem, we hold them in honor because of those things that they took time to do in our lives, the service they have rendered in our lives. Each time you render service, you intervene in the life of other people, you attain place of honor in their hearts and in their lives, and you become a person to be respected. People want to be respected without doing anything for somebody. It's not, you don't earn respect that way. You'll be the one begging for respect. And respect does not come when we beg for it. Let's look at service and honor actually. A man is only as important as the service he renders. So when you introduce somebody and say, this is a carpenter, this is a lawyer, this is an engineer, this is a pilot, you're only introducing these people by the works that they do. And you quickly find the human being apportioning the level of respect due for each person's work, what he does for society, what he renders to other people. That defines the value that people will place on you. And I know this is not only in Nigeria. it will apply to most societies in the world. You are as important as the service that you give, what you do for humanity. You want to be honored, you want to be respected, just calm down, give yourself to service. What you do for other people is the determinant. You can list all those who won Nobel Prize at one time or the other, and other acts, who receive other acts of honor. It all came from service, what they do for other people. I can not readily think of any other thing that lead men to honor. Service elevates. Don't take somebody that is in prison and despise. Many people have come. Mandela went from prison to become president. Obasanjo went from prison to become president. So that person you are despising today because you are higher than him and you don't have anything to offer him can be your boss tomorrow. I don't know what happened, where Potiphar was when Joseph became prime minister and on. So it happens all the time that you are somebody's boss today does not mean that you'll be boss forever. Osinbajo was a commissioner under Fashola, and Fashola was a minister when Osinbajo was vice president. So there was a swapping of role on who becomes the boss of the other. It happens all the time. So when you have opportunity to serve, give yourself to it. Service does not reduce a person in any way. It has a high capacity to elevate. It is the sure route to greatness. In offices, people who put in the minimum to get by always remain at the bottom of the corporate ladder. If you get to work and you think, this is my work, we start at 8, we close at 5, I am not putting anything extra, you will get your salary. But the chances of growth is very limited in that organization. Growth belongs to the extra mile personality. And you have this ancient story that puts it clearly. Like in the ancient Jewish society, under the Roman government, it was the law to help a soldier to carry his bag for a mile. You are compared by law. It does not matter your feeling. People found it difficult to play this role. Life generally is for those who will go the extra mile. That's where the word the extra mile comes from. Go the extra mile. Put in the extra to become the extraordinary person. Those who become extraordinary were not born extraordinary. They are ordinary human beings that choose to put in the extra and they become extraordinary person. Life belongs to those who put the extra in the place of service. Promotion does not come to a person because he sneaks out of office to go and pray for promotion. No. That type of prayer, stealing your employer's hours to go and pray for promotion, will not earn you promotion. It will not be answered, I can assure you. Promotion goes to those who put the extra hour in the place of service. Whatever your hand finds to do by way of service, do it with the whole of your heart. Put your heart and mind to it as if there is no other thing that compares to it. Let's look at the life of Oprah Winfrey, celebrated richest black woman that has just retired. At her retirement, it was said that story was told of how she has, in a space of 25 years, educated 65,000 poor people in school. Some of them have become professors in Harvard, and they all came to share their testimony. She's an honorable person. Honor is not a title that you brandish. I am honorable this or honorable that. No, that is not honor. Those who confer honor on themselves are actually not honorable. Honor is conferred from outside. It is not what you give to yourself. The service you can render. Some people think that they are too small to render any service. What can I do for people? Have I even been able to help myself? I get this question often and again. When you talk of generosity, you say, what do I have to give when I don't have enough? If you don't have enough to give and you give nothing, you will remain small. That's the truth. And if you are too small to serve, you will remain small. Because everyone, nobody is too small to serve. You are a child growing up in a home. Be delighted to wash the dishes. Somebody went out to work to make sure there is food in the home. You are not too small to clean the dishes. So don't think that you have nothing to offer. There is nobody who has no service to give to others. Some person may think that service is way beyond them because they are too small and have nothing to offer to people. When you consider yourself too small to serve, you are actually too small to amount to anything. The truth is that there is nobody who has no service to render. A father renders the service of providing money for food in the home. A mother renders the service of cooking it. A child should render the service of washing dishes. and sweeping the house. So everybody in the house has something that he can render a service. When we give an example of Oprah Winfrey supporting the education of 65,000 people, it's easy to just conclude, oh, she did it because she was rich. She had the money to do it. I will tell you, she became rich because she gave herself to service. You can never become rich or become anything if you have nothing to do for other people. A refusal to be of service can only keep you at the bottom of the societal ladder. What services can you really render? Faithful service in your place of work, in your office. When you get to a place of work, put in a full day's job for a full day's pay and add the extra even when nobody seems to notice. Some people, there is what they call faithful service. You serve when there is somebody to look at you, to score, and to create an impression when somebody is watching. And when nobody is watching, you look away. Your life in the organization is just like a passenger in an aircraft. When you enter an aircraft, you take the altitude of the aircraft. By the time you say, we are cruising at 37,000 feet, you cannot be at 27,000. The same thing with people in a corporate body. If you work for the growth of the organization, by the time the organization is rising, you cannot be on the ground. You rise with the organization. So it's a service you can render. Faithful service is a service. Even if you are paid salary for it, do it well. Put everything that it takes to get it right. Number two, you can help elderly neighbors. A visit to the elderly neighbors, chatting with them to combat loneliness, we open you to learning a lot from their experiences. The elders have experiences that you do not have. When we teach, so many our sharing, we teach people it's good to invest. But you need to know the experiences of those who have invested. That investment, as you hear it on social media, is not just a straight line, I invest, I make money. I actually made so much money from the stock market, but there are other experiences of loss of money. And if you get close to the elderly to learn these things, you will know that you don't go into investment just to expect return only. There will be a time when investment would go sour, and you need to know how to manage it, how to navigate the process and get out of it. Relationship with the elderly, associating with them, helping them to combat loneliness, will help you also, or put you in a position to learn from their experiences. Help them with domestic chores, and you will feel great each time you do it willingly, not when it is forced on you. Number three, I recall some young undergraduates organizing classes for free or sometimes for a fee to help secondary school people prepare for their final examination or to gain admissions to the university. Knowledge sharing will raise a new crop of successful people. It's a service you render to society because you have been part of the process. When these people are sharing their testimony of how they wrote JAMB once and they entered the university, you become part of it. And I'm sure you'll be glad you did that service. So when you enter a bus and the conductor is collecting fares, don't be the one always praying, I wish I see somebody to pay my fare. Sometimes make up your mind, today I'll pay somebody's fare today. You can decide, be determined to pay someone's fare. In a restaurant, you can just decide, look at somebody that you feel maybe this person is struggling, and you decide how much is the bill of that person, add it to mine, you pay it. Those acts of kindness will go a long way. Many times you will find that you have done it to someone by intuition who seriously needs the help. Take the help, a little kindness to somebody in need. You'll be glad you did. It will be good to organize a group in your community to develop community garden. Just take people, there is an empty plot the owner has not developed and is near us, and we say, okay, this place is overgrown with weed, snake coming out from there to attack us in our homes. What if, as a group, we form 5 to 10 of us, let's clear this place, let's plant some vegetables there. The day of harvest, when we go there to pick vegetable, you can imagine the joy of coming back home with fresh vegetables straight from the garden. And every member of that group is going home with vegetable, not necessarily vegetable for sale, the one you consume in your house. It's a service you render. You have helped to keep the plot. You have helped to combat rodents and pests in the community. You have helped to produce food. You have added to the food available in the community and to your nation. If we produce enough food, price of food will come down. That's my belief. We have price of food rising because either we do not produce enough, or we do not process, we do not preserve the one that we produce. We serve society also by refraining from circulating messages of doom on social media. Often when you sit, every problem that you hear in this world, the problem gets sweet when we tag Nigeria's name to it. There is nothing about Nigeria that is not common to every other society. This is not the only society where you have the weak. Once anything happens here, oh, this Nigeria self. What is this Nigeria self? Nigeria is just a geographical location. It is land like any other land. It is what we, the citizens, make of it. If Nigeria is dirty, it is not Ghanaians that made it dirty. We made it dirty. If it is clean, we are the one to make it clean. So let's share messages of encouragement. Let's share messages that help to elevate people rather than the ones that pull down. Let's share messages that will help to remove people from depression and raise their hope. If we hear messages of hope and encouragement, we are refreshed and rejuvenated. A few will act on these messages and become great, reducing the number of the weak in society. Act of service will build our society and reduce hunger and poverty, and will make us to take a new lifestyle. Our lifestyle will be improved. Let's talk about these small acts of kindness. They are very good. Don't wait until you solve all your problems before you think of the next person. Problems, they say problem, not the finish. So it will always be there. Just make up your mind to look at the excitement that comes from helping somebody. Start from home as a child. Be excited when you are asked to do the dishes. Be excited when you are asked to sweep. Be excited when you are asked to iron somebody's clothes. Be glad that you have something to offer, not just collecting. You can start a cleanup campaign in your neighborhood. Start a campaign against lawlessness. It doesn't cost you money. Start a campaign against immorality, drug abuse. There are so many campaigns you can start by way of service in your community. And you find that you are never reduced by doing any of these things. As you do it, you get greater, you get bigger, you get recognition, you get honor from the same community where you were previously despised. In conclusion, I'll tell you that every service you render to others gives you a sense of purpose and fulfillment. If you do it voluntarily, it helps you cultivate a sense of gratitude as you realize that service you have given to others gives you an inner impression that you are not the worst off in society. Each time you serve, your importance in society is realized first by yourself. Your inner being tells you, in your own eyes, you become more valuable, and the society rates you as a more valuable person by the service that you render. Thank you for listening. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to the Candid Cast. Be sure to tune in again next week.